Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till a little Steppenwolf bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you do, you can find one of the things you'll find there is the suite of Pam Harper that we've created for her. Pamela S. Harper is our guest, and in the last 6 years or so that she's been a member of our Brain Trust, we've amassed a great body of work there where she's helped us understand how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, how to be better managers, and how to take advantage of a number of different opportunities. So go there and check that out. And Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about taking advantage of emerging opportunities that might not be under your nose. You know, it's sort of like connecting the dots, right, Pam? I mean, this is something where over on the left something's happening, and you look over there and you say, that's interesting. Then over on the right something else is happening. You say, oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. And then all of a sudden you bring both of them into view and overlay one over the other, and you've got a whole new thing. And
absolutely. It's a little bit, Jim, like I think of it like a kaleidoscope.
I like that example. That's a good, great example.
Right, so you shift it and things come into place in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to talk before the break about it, just an example of a company that sells wine online. Now, you know, retailing online is not new.
Right.
However, what is being sold online is changing. So as mm-hmm. online technology has improved, internet technology has improved, but also this particular company had to also be sensitive to regulations about selling and where they
right.
could sell wine.
And of course they all do, because some states will let you ship wine, some won't.
Right, and so you have regulations, you have a variety of shipping and logistics kinds of issues that have changed so that it's possible to do.
Right.
You've got improved internet technology.
Mm-hmm.
You have people at all different levels of income now who are more interested in wine.
Right.
That's the shifting demographics you're talking about.
Right.
This is an example.
Also have people who are wine evaluators whose evaluations you can use to overlay that over your products and promote it through those with the help of
exactly.
those.
Exactly. Yeah. You have magazines and journals.
So these are multiple resources that come together to you call it emerging opportunities. Maybe we should call it converging opportunities. What do you think?
That's an interesting thought. The thing that I want to emphasize, though, is that it's important to catch these things as they are emerging. To really be a leader, you need
mm-hmm.
to be able to constantly be sensing what is going on. And so one of the things that I really also want to emphasize is that we have to look at our stakeholders in new ways. And so that, you know, it's easy to look at the same people
mm-hmm.
and the same places for information. I mean, we all do that. But my point is that we have to look beyond the tried and true people and say, okay, what are the different stakeholders that we may be overlooking or underestimating?
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, on the Harper Report, if you go over to that, the Harper blog, you can access it. We have a checklist for some of the underestimated and overlooked stakeholders that might be able to help you.
Right. So, you know, the thing about for small businesses, you want to, you know, some of these things might be, somebody else might actually be defining these things, identifying these opportunities, these emerging opportunities or converging opportunities in your industry, but they might not have gotten out to your last mile in your marketplace. So this is another reason to me, Pam, you don't even have to be the brainchild to see all this. You could just be connected to those who are, which in my opinion is another reason to stay connected to your industry group. What do you think?
Absolutely. The industry groups are one of the best places to go to hear about changes in your supply chain.
Right.
And changes with your customers. And everybody has different perspectives. So I'm a huge believer in going there. Another area, another way that I've been seeing a lot of important information, believe it or not, is on morning programs on television.
Mm-hmm. Well, but of course, not at the same time that when there's a radio program on, though. You don't mean that, right?
No, that's right. No, when there's a radio program on that's important, I don't look at those.
Pam, you got to say morning television or radio. You got to add that in there, see.
That's right, morning. Well, that's right. And see, that's the whole point. You're making the important point that we have to be able to access all these different things.
Right.
And that the more different areas that we're drawing from, the more you can actually begin to see where is that convergence as you're talking about.
And this is why reading publications, reading industry publications, reading the Wall Street Journal, reading, as you say, keeping up with what kind of programming is going to be on whatever program you like to watch, and aggregating all that information. But, you know, I really think that a lot of small business owners, Pam, say, well, I'm just a small business owner. I'm out here in Peoria, Illinois, or Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and I'm not a world beater. I'm not a world changer. I'm just trying to. Well, you know what? You don't have to be, but you could be in your little marketplace. You could be bringing something in for the first time in your marketplace. If you especially if you're connected to people who are big thinkers.
Absolutely. Well, the fact is with the internet that even the tiniest company, even the gang of one, and I've talked about this before in your program,
right,
that we can all be global companies. It isn't nobody has to be really tiny,
right,
and limited unless they want to be.
Right. Hey, Pam,
that's okay.
Give us your website, please.
It's businessadvance.com.
All right. And when we come back, one of the things I want to talk to Pam about is she's encouraging you to step out and take advantage of these emerging opportunities. But how do you stay on how do you get on the leading edge without tipping over into the bleeding edge? Pam knows how to help us with that. Pamela Harper and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.